Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So earlier, you remember we spoke about water issues at Phumlamgashi, and we are still on that same kind of theme. So the EFF in Gauteng today, led by a provincial chairperson, Nkululeko Gutunga, and provincial secretary, Moshe Koma, took to the streets today in a protest march to Joburg Water. Let's ask them why they were at that particular protest. EFF Gauteng spokesperson, Dumisani Baleni, is on the line with us. Mr. Baleni, thanks for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Mrs. Pamelo, and thank you for having us in the EFF.
What necessitated the march to Joburg Water today?
Well, it is the first of all is the call for the EFF that declares this year as the year of the picket lines, which must be found on the ground raising the issues that affect our people into the fore and making sure that they are attended to. Second is that the Joburg water crisis is really, really a serious issue that needs to be taken serious, that needs to be taken as an urgent matter. So the EFF decided that we must take it to the street. You would know that last month we spent almost the whole month without water in Joburg, particularly in the CBD, in the southern part and the northern part of Joburg. In fact, across the city of Joburg, we had a long month of dry taps, and the EFF saw the need to raise that that concern.
And how were you received by Joburg Water?
Well, we were received well by Joburg Water. They had their staff members, had their officials who came to receive the memorandum of the EFF, but that is not enough. Their response and reception will be judged according to how they act, how they respond to a memorandum, how they act in the next coming few months and a year as to the whether there's a change in terms of how Joburg Water operates, in terms of the improvement of the water supply in the city. Mm.
And of course, while we wait for that, we just have to take a listen to the little response that they gave you today. Did you feel confident?
Not really, because you would know that Joburg Water has been engaged in some form of strategy of misinformation, untruthfulness in the approach towards the water crisis in Joburg, and therefore their reception, the fact that it is good, the fact that it had no animosity, doesn't mean that it's a good response on its own. We need to see action. We need to see, you know, the water supply, sustainable water supply. We need to see our hospitals with water. We need to see our courts and schools with water. We need to see our clinics and our homes with water permanently, and that's what we need. And also, we don't want to see the water cuts that have been happening. There should be restrictions, but we don't want to see complete water cuts, and the water must not be commodified as a human rights basic need.
How do you feel about the response on the fact that there is no money to necessarily do what they need to do with the old infrastructure, that Treasury would have to come in and support them? You know, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, we know that is a reality with the municipalities across, particularly your local municipalities, including the metro municipalities. There is an issue of funding. But the president had announced during the State of the Nation's address that there will be a concentrated and focused funding towards the water infrastructure, particularly in Gauteng. And that is what also motivates us. That is what also inspires us into saying, let's push, let's make sure that when that kind of funding comes through, it shouldn't be used and misused to, you know, advance political patronage, to reward friends and family members and business people. It shouldn't go to the pockets of individuals. It must go into the infrastructure of the city and ensuring that there is indeed proper infrastructure development and expansion in the city.
Appreciate your time, EFF's Gauteng spokesperson, Dumisani Baleni, there. Their own response to what happened today. They marched to Joburg Water. They were well received. But as he says, we'll have to wait and see as time goes by.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.